Welcome to the Casual Carrots of Gaming. My name is Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And you have reached episode 94. Thanks for sticking with us, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
Episodes old.
Yeah, man. We're as old as, what did you say, Stan we're as old Lee. As Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
Congratulations to us.
94.
We're the best.
It's a milestone.
All right. That's, we'll talk about Stan Lee later. Poor Stan Lee.
Our hearts go out. Well, I have a heart. Ryan doesn't.
I know.
But the place where your heart should be goes out to Stan Lee.
I care about things that I care about. Does that make sense?
Like, do you care about Stan Lee?
I care about comic books and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. I know Stan Lee is a person, so I don't care what happens to him.
I feel for anybody who loses their wife,
I guess,
husband, or any family member.
I guess. I mean, it sucks to be them.
I mean, I know what he's going through. I lost my cat recently. It's the same thing.
You had that cat for 70 years.
70 years.
And then you immediately replace it with another cat. So he's just going to go replace it with
another
wife.
Not on purpose.
Probably with not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
I didn't like go out and say, I'm going to get another cat to replace the one that's
so
only
what,
been
you just woke up one
month.
Day and that cat was in your house?
No, I took it in because it was a homeless cat. And so I was looking for its owner.
It sounds like you did it on purpose.
And I haven't found its owner.
Take it to the pound.
So the cat is still in my house.
Take it to the pound.
Oh, I'm totally in love with this cat.
You did it on purpose. You took that cat in to fill the hole in your heart.
She is so sweet, though.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. So it wasn't like a feral cat that you just found behind a jack-in-the-box.
No, feral cat would not come anywhere near me.
Yeah.
No, it's somebody's lost cat.
Okay. Well, if you're listening out there, Arizona, Chester has your cat.
If you're out there and you're missing a cat, I might have it.
You're not getting it back.
She's found a new home. Anyway.
So here we are, episode 94.
Well, Charles is not here. Where'd he go? He was just here.
Doing black guy stuff.
I feel like he was just here. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Stealing hubcaps or what do black people do these days?
Tweeting.
He doesn't tweet.
Yeah. He's probably tweetering. Instagram.
Yeah. Maybe.
He's probably getting some new shoes.
Getting new shoes or
kicks got to look fresh.
Playing b-ball.
Yeah, no, not Charles. No, you must be thinking of somebody's. No, you must be thinking of Charles Barkley. That is not him.
I thought it was the same Charles.
No,
they all look alike to me.
Yeah, that's true. So, while we're here at the beginning, don't forget to check out casualcarriage.com. We have our Amazon affiliate link there if you want to give us a cent, one penny, eventually.
Follow that link, buy whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
We get a tiny little piece of the proceeds.
I just bought a wallet.
It helps us out. We may someday upgrade our equipment or do something else.
Probably not.
That costs money.
We'll just use it for 30 packs.
Or most even, likely. Yeah, pay for the alcohol that...
You think it's cheap to drink here every weekend?
We drink to entertain you people. We do this for you.
Yeah, I'm killing my body for the internet.
This is for you. Fans, not because we like drinking. I fucking hate drinking.
I love drinking so much.
Speaking of, Ryan has decided I'm only allowed to have a pint of vodka during the episode.
Did you listen to the last episode at all? Did you listen to it all the way through?
I haven't gotten all the
way. Did you call the bar and try to get your debit card back?
No, I just canceled it.
The bar that you forgot we went to?
I called the first bar we went to. They didn't have my card. So I just canceled it and ordered a new one.
Because you forgot we went to another bar.
I did not know we went to two bars last week.
We sure did.
2 weeks ago, I should
say. We sure did.
Well, you know, you learn something new every day.
Okay. What else? We're on the iTunes. We're obviously on YouTube because we're there right now.
Mm-hmm.
We live stream all of our episodes. So if you want to get in early, get in here and watch us be fat and get drunk. That's all we do.
For you.
For you, though. For you people. And I'm always on the Twitter and the Insta thing and not the Facebooks because I'm too old to understand how that works. But I can think in 140 characters or less. If the president can do it, I can do it. Get on there and talk to me. I do most of my talking on the Twitters. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
We got some good people on there.
We promised to send out stickers if people gave us their address.
And people are sending it directly to Chester.
They're giving it to me, which is fine. I'll just pass it along to Ryan. But I've had Brody and the Irish on Fire's Christopher's addresses for like a month, and I have not given them to you so that we could send them stickers.
Use your email.
Yeah, I'll use something. Just
email it to me.
140 characters.
Just send it to me over Twitter, not in a direct message.
I'll just tweet it to you live.
Send it. Yeah, thanks. Let's do that. Look it up right now and just tell it to me right now.
Okay.
Just send, tell me their addresses live on the air.
Sure, absolutely.
I can wait. So, Chester, what have you been up to?
Stuff and things.
What movie did Chester watch this period?
I watched Baby Driver last week, which I thought was fucking awesome.
When I hear Baby Driver, I think of the baby boss. Or whatever.
It's a sequel to The Baby Boss.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I am kidding you. Your face right now.
You ain't fucking watched this. I was about to lose my fucking shit.
No, it's not the best name, but it's the name comes from an old Simon and Garfunkel song.
I heard that today on the internet.
Yeah, but it's an Edgar Wright film. He did Shaun of the Dead.
I'm familiar with the fellow.
Fantastic director. But this movie, in three words, action film.
Okay, Bronson.
I can't do three words. It's an action car chase film / musical, in a way.
But is there a baby?
The soundtrack, the main character is he's 18 or 19 years old. And he's just the most gifted driver. Getaway driver, and he's kind of forced into this position where he has to drive for these people.
So is this the prequel to the Jason Statham movie, The Transporter?
Yes, it's part of a trilogy. It's Baby Boss, then Baby Driver, and then the Transporter 1.
And Crank happens in the same universe. That's right. After he's not driving anymore.
That's right.
Okay.
He gets out of the driving game. Well, his license gets suspended.
Because he can't drive 55.
That's right. So he starts doing crank.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the natural progression. I think, while suspended, license suspended, I might as well start doing drugs.
It's a gateway to crank.
Speaking of drugs and crank, can I just interrupt you for a second? Someone was listening to DMX on the radio today. Ugh. And it got me thinking. Remember that one time when DMX got arrested for smoking meth out here in Arizona and dogfighting?
I remember the dogfighting.
Yeah, so he went to jail, and he was in Tent City. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you guys don't know what Tent City is, look that shit up.
That's where you met
him. We're so weird here in Arizona.
Arizona, it's cruel and unusual punishment, if you ask me.
But today, it's 116 today, folks.
Instead of having an indoor prison for local offenders, they make them live in an outdoor camp that they call Tent City, where there's vending machines. They don't have a cafeteria. You have to buy your shit from a vending machine.
I got to be honest with you. It stopped me from drinking and driving.
Fair enough.
As soon as I moved to Phoenix, I'm done with that shit.
Well, it's got to save tax money, too. It's got to be a huge save.
Yeah, but they're shutting it down anyway. So.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. That new guy, Paul Penzone, is shutting it down.
Oh, Arpaio's out of the picture
now. They're turning it into a...
thank fucking God for
Arpaio. A place where the prisoners can go, and they do rehabilitation with dogs. He's turning it into a thing like that. So for stray dogs or whatever, dogs need to be rehabilitated, and he'll send the prisoners in there to work with the dogs.
Is that where they're going to put people who are in trouble for dog fighting?
So we're
going to
put DMX. No. So DMX, he was in Tent City, and he's as soon as I'm getting out, as soon as I get out, I'm never come back to Arizona. And then he got out, and a couple weeks later, he got arrested at the fucking airport, driving on the fucking tarmac all high.
What?
In a hoopty. He wasn't even in a nice car.
How did he get onto the tarmac?
He's DMX, man. He's a rough rider. He does whatever the fuck he wants.
He pulled a GTA where he found a ramp into the airport.
So I was just thinking about that. Just what a fucking idiot that guy is. He had a real promising career.
Oh, yeah. Big. He was a rough rider.
And then he moved out into fucking wherever, Apache Junction, wherever, started doing drugs, mm-hmm. Everyone at Apache Junction does.
He shut him down and opened up shop, and look what he did.
Much.
Look what he did with his shop.
Fucking idiot. So, sorry, go back to the Baby Driver. I don't
really
know what
good
brought
film.
That up.
John Hamm, Kevin Spacey, John Barenthal is in it, the guy who plays Punisher.
I'm familiar with John Barenthal.
And then Jamie Foxx.
The Barenthal Bears.
Jamie Foxx plays a really good psycho. You really hate this character, yeah.
Huh.
You're just man, I fucking wish this guy would die already. Stop threatening my baby. That's, by the way, the main character goes by Baby for some reason. He's a young kid.
At some point
he's got tinnitus, so he listens to music all the time, and the music is a very big driver no pun intended, for the plot.
So at some point during the movie, does somebody put him in the corner?
I don't remember Baby being put in the corner. Okay. So it sounds like people really took Patrick Swayze to heart on that.
Okay,
one.
I just want to make sure that nobody put Baby in the corner. Okay,
no, he does sit in a booth, but it's not a corner booth. So it's probably
they tried to seat him, and he's like, "Nobody puts Baby in a corner." Sorry, sir. Here.
And then this week I saw the new Spider-Man, but I was way too shit-faced to remember most of it. Although I can tell you that Michael Keaton, very sinister.
I fucking love Michael Keaton.
He was very sinister in this as the Vulture.
I'll watch Michael Keaton sew his jeans. Like, just.
Mm-hmm. You mean sew his seat? Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
Sew his seat?
Sew his jeans? Sewing his seat?
Yes.
I'd watch him do
I'd
that.
I'd watch that, yeah. Yeah, no, I fucking love Michael Keaton.
Right? Who doesn't?
I love
Multiplicity.
I love that movie. But I feel like there's this new trend of like people that have usually played good guys playing bad guys, like Mel Gibson, and I know you don't like Expendables, but Expendables 3, he was so fucking good.
Yeah.
And even Expendables
but
2,
he's kind
Van
of a
Damme,
bad guy.
He's
in
kind
real
of a
life.
Crazy person. Yeah. And Van Damme in the second one was so fucking good as a villain. Like, he should have been a villain this whole time instead of some fake ass good guy.
Or Gary Oldman.
Gary, well, he was Zorg back in the day.
He was a villain before he was a good guy.
But you need more of that, guys. That or like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
In that Baby Driver. You said he was
or
pretty good.
Or Tom Cruise in Collateral.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good, man. He's a real creep.
A lot of these actors who get typecast as the good guy all the time, they have good range. They just never get these other roles where they're the bad guy, and I think it's fantastic. But other than that, I started playing a game called Atlas Reactor with Mark. I don't know if it's still free to play. It was free to play for like a week at least. It might still be, but it's okay. Well, it's a hero based competitive game. Like, that's the hot fucking thing right now. Overwatch is the hero based competitive shooter.
Okay.
But this is a turn based strategy. Much like XCOM.
Turn-based, strategy, hero-based, competitive, multiplayer.
Yes.
Are you writing all these down?
How many more words can we stack onto here?
The acronym is like 17 letters long.
What's the word where it's like, it's not straight on, it's kind of at an angle?
God, someone in the chat's going to fucking come up with it.
Hey, there are people in the chat.
It's hexagonal. I don't know. It's something barometric, bilateral.
So it's got that going too, but it's a lot like XCOM in that it's grid-based strategy, grid-based, turn-based strategy. But like it's four versus four, so you control your hero.
Isometric.
Isometric, thank you. And you have like 5 to 10 seconds to choose what you're going to do on your turn, and while everyone's choosing what they're doing. And then that ends, and then everybody does, everything happens. Like, depending on which character you are, your speed, your character might go first or last or, you know, whatever. After everyone does their attack round, then everyone moves.
Okay.
And then you do it again. So you're trying to just wipe out the other team. And it's actually pretty interesting. I love XCOM, as you know.
I've heard.
XCOM 2 was my game of the year for 2016. And this game is they're doing something different, which I appreciate, because all of these fucking Dota, all these arena games and all of these like hero-based shooters, they're all the fucking same thing, just people making new characters and putting out the same fucking game.
Yeah.
But this one is different. So I appreciate that.
I can't get on board with that. I'm sorry. I hate grid-based, like, grid-based strategy games.
Yeah.
I think that, what is it, Final Fantasy?
Tactics.
Tactics. That ruined it for me. I'm like, I fucking hate this game. The game's real polarizing. A lot of people really fucking love it. A lot of
I didn't
really
get into
it. So it's not for me.
I didn't get into it, but I did enjoy Shining Force way back in the day on Genesis, and I love XCOM.
Fanboy.
So. But other than that, I have been playing the new Futurama phone app.
Yeah, I know. I watched you just do it for an hour.
You did. I did not. It takes about 10 minutes to finish what you can do, and then you have to wait at least an hour before you can do anything else. So I have been spending a little bit of time doing that.
More time than me, because I uninstalled that shit real fast.
Move that extra mic out the screen there.
Why?
Because it's making you look unfocused in our video.
Good.
There.
No one wants to see me. Why is that mic even on? I am so disorganized.
I don't think it's the camera. I think Ryan is just kind of a blurry person.
Yeah.
He's just got very fuzzy edges.
There we go. All right. What was I going to say?
So what about you?
Are you done?
What have you been up to, Ryan?
Oh, you know, nothing. Just hanging out. My buddy Dan came into town last weekend, so I didn't really do much but hang out with him. Went to Topgolf, played golf.
That was two weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago. All right. We haven't been here for 2 weeks.
You said last weekend.
I meant 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Wait.
Because last weekend I was over here with John working on my car.
It's true.
Yeah. There are so many holes in your fucking story already.
Okay. So we played golf, barbecued a little bit. Sorry. Topgolf is not golf.
It's not.
Topgolf is like mini golf with a real golf club. Or like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a mini game on a... I don't know, like a golf video game where you hit it in the little hole and you try to make a score, and then Dan smokes me because I'm fat and bad at golf. So,
well, he smokes you, but then you come home and you smoke meat.
Yeah, and then I smoke him.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke him like a cigar.
Yeah.
Puff on that.
I played a lot of Mass Effect. I think you saw me bitching about that in the chat. I'm never going to finish that fucking game. Ever.
No.
Ever. Yeah. I have to do every fucking thing. Every little thing. I got this little perk you can unlock where you can see all of the like hidden, you
Mass Effect Andromeda 2 is going to be out by the time you finish
right?
it.
So now I can see where all of the fucking extra containers are. Ooh. And I'm like, oh, God, now I have to go get all this rest. I have to go back to every fucking planet and get every box that I mixed. Even all this like low-level shit that I'll never fucking use.
Why do you feel the need to do that?
I don't know. I'm a completionist, I guess.
Do you have a progress meter that tells you missed containers?
You want to get it. It's like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
You have to go back. 100%. You got to go back and do that thing.
You need that platinum trophy.
You got to get it. So I've been playing that. I've been playing Pocket Mortys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They just announced they were going to do like weekly episodes.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh.
Well, maybe it was monthly, but.
Yeah, that's not Pokemon, but
it is.
It's very repetitive. It's a phone game, so yeah. I mean, what are you gonna do? It's the same thing over and over again. And hey, if you want to level up your Morty faster, go ahead and pay us $19.99 for 17 coins or whatever the fuck it is. That shit annoys the fuck out of me.
Yeah,
just you know what? Here's $4.99, and just take that from me forever, and just let me do whatever I want in the goddamn game. It's so fucking annoying. I'll never do that again, though, because they make so much fucking money out of those microtransactions. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off. That's about it, man. Working my ass off. I worked on the 4th. I worked last weekend. Working.
Yeah.
I love working. I'm going to work tomorrow. Yeah.
You sure spend a lot of time doing it.
Yeah. Got to make that money, though.
Yeah.
Got those summertime Phoenix electric bills coming up. Just got an email from SRP that my bill is going to be $275 this month.
Shit.
And I don't have a fucking pool.
Let's shut all this shit down.
Yeah, let's just, all right. Thanks for coming by, folks.
Too much electronics.
This cost me too much money, so.
You know what? I don't need this many tabs open on my browser.
That's probably killing me.
Killing you, dude.
And when you close the computer, make sure you close the tabs first. Because you got all the tabs open. It's drawing all that power.
Always.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That's about it, man. Yep. Pocket Mortys, Solitaire, Mass Effect. Play some shitty-ass Steam games with you.
That's right.
Let's get into those.
We played a little, what was the genital jousting?
Genital jousting. We couldn't even get it to fucking work. We
couldn't figure out how to fucking start a game.
Yeah. We figured it out finally. Remember, they froze.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, this is how you do it.
Well,
crawl your dick in this box.
The game is in early access, so... Yeah. So some developers are actively working on that.
Maybe they were working on that specific thing we were trying to do at that specific moment.
Well, it was 50% off in the Steam sale. I couldn't pass up $5 for two keys.
Maybe we'll try it again when
Yeah.
We need to go back and play Duck Game.
Duck Game was good.
And what was the other one with the, where you drown a baby?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Yeah.
That one was, boy.
Yeah.
I made a baby kill himself by sticking a fork in a fucking electric outlet.
That's right. I drowned a few times.
Well, I drowned you once. I picked you up and jumped in the pool with you.
Oh, you did that. That's right. Where's dad?
Remember, I locked you in the oven.
You did. You turned the oven on. You're supposed to be saving me, but you're just like, nah.
This is why I don't have kids.
That was pretty fun.
The gimmick wore off quick, but it was a fun game. How much was it? Like a dollar or something?
Yeah, it was cheap. I can't. $2 or something.
The gimmick was fun, but yeah, the charm wore off pretty quick. I was running around with that fucking pool skimmer, and I couldn't figure out how to drop it. What did that look like with a baby running around with that fucking 10-foot pole?
That's right. Oh, that was funny.
Pushing all the fucking outdoor furniture into the pool. I don't know how to put this fucking thing down.
That was a good time.
That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Steam garbage.
You gotta love the Steam garbage.
And GTA, speaking of Steam garbage, boy, in an effort to try to make the game safer and more enjoyable for everyone, they have just made the game pretty unenjoyable, which sucks because they just came out with all that DLC. There's a fucking rocket bike with wings on it that we'll never fucking get because we're having such a hard time.
Do you think that was the game or do you think modders were just fucking with it?
I think it's a combination. I think the servers were shitty.
Because remember we were trying to drive and...
Yeah, we couldn't move. We'd move like 6 inches at a time and stop.
But if you got out of the car, you could run.
I think that was a modder. But there was some other stuff that was going on. There were some server issues too. Yeah. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, it was some old bullshit.
It was some old bullshit. And I just bought a fucking bunker. That shit cost me like $1.5 million.
Right? There's so much to do in there.
You think GTA money grows on trees?
Right?
It doesn't. I got to kill a lot of people to get that fucking money.
Digital money grows on digital trees?
It could.
It does in The Sims, too.
Well, there you go.
You can get a money tree, and it just harvests it every once in a while.
That's dumb. That's a dumb thing to have.
No, it's brilliant. It might have been Sims 3. I don't remember. I played all of them.
Call it whatever you want, bro.
I played them all.
Ah, shit. Oh, that was dope.
What else, man? Are we anything else going on in our lives, Charles?
No, man.
What have you been up to?
It's gold rain.
Racism.
Charles didn't say what he was doing, but he said he had some stuff to attend to. So we'll assume that he's dead until we see him again.
Personal things to attend to.
I'm assuming he's dead from this point forward.
Probably needed to stock up on cocoa butter.
Probably.
It's dry out there, man.
It is, oh, man.
It is dry out there.
If you haven't been to Phoenix in the summer, I highly suggest you come and experience it for yourself.
Maybe that was it. Maybe his elbows were too ashy. He was embarrassed.
Maybe.
He didn't want to be seen on camera with his ashy elbows.
Maybe. I mean, he could have just put some lotion on. I got lotion.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
So people say it's a dry heat, and it is. It really is. Like, if you've never been to, like, Texas in the summer, it's different. But it still is just horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we're inside. It's still hot in here. I have the AC on 68. I have a fan on.
It's still dry
in here.
I'm
still sweating my ass off.
This towel?
Yeah. What about it?
Does not.
It works fine. Whatever. All right. Let's move on to the news, boys. Oh, wait.
Getting into the news now. Boy. We are doing a abbreviated episode this week.
We are. Because Charles usually carries us.
Charles does like to, he does carry a lot of the weight because he knows everything. But 2 hours just seems a little excessive.
It really is.
At least for every single episode. Maybe every once in a while.
Especially if you're going to get that drunk. We should stop before that happens.
Don't put this on me.
Don't you put that evil on me. So it's time for your bi-weekly Assassin's Creed news.
Yay.
That's all we talk about is Assassin's Creed and GTA. They're coming out with a mobile app. Oh, wait, I opened that link. I should not have done that. When does this come out?
Well, there have been a lot. I don't know. It's in beta in the Philippines right now, but there have been a lot of Assassin's Creed phone games and game companion apps.
Assassin's Creed Rebellion.
There's been nothing worth a shit so far.
They always have those like companion apps that are just dog shit.
That are terrible. Yeah. They're like, oh, unlock some stupid shit in the game by spending way too much time on this stupid phone game. But this app actually looks like it
It looks like some Final Fantasy shit. Like, the characters, like, look all...
Well, they're like chibi.
They are.
They're little...
They're
little
adorable.
Cute little characters. But it's actually got Aguilar from the movie.
Aguilar?
Aguilar.
We were watching that video earlier, and the guy was like, Aguilar. He kept saying that.
Someone on YouTube did a gameplay video, because he has a Filipino Google Play account for some reason, and was able to download the game.
Well, how else are you going to find those Filipino shade boys if you don't have a Filipino
Google Play account?
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Good question. Good question.
That's how I do it.
I don't know of any other way to find them.
Thank God.
But, yeah, so they're actually, somebody has actually tied that horrible movie's main character into a game.
Is it really that horrible?
It's terrible.
I still haven't watched it. I tried to watch it and then I fell asleep.
Huh.
But it wasn't
Imagine
the movie.
That.
I was real drunk and I put it on and almost immediately fell asleep. It was crazy. Like, title sequence.
Yeah.
This title is boring.
It was a big disappointment for me as such a huge fan. But, I mean, just, it got crapped on by everybody. So, yeah. I'm going to say yes, it really is that bad.
I blame Fassbender.
Slowbender.
Slowbender?
Yeah.
It wasn't Fassbender's fault.
So I think that's going to be a cool game. I'll give it some time. I'll give it a try at least.
It looks like a cool turn-based kind of...
It's like a side-scrolling turn-based puzzle RPG platformer. I don't know. No, there wasn't really
any platforming. It platforms automatically when you select an action.
Yeah. So your account levels up, and then you like gain gear that you can use to level up the characters and other loot.
There's different classes, so like there's... Yeah. You know, someone's good at fighting and someone's good at sneaking. And so, I mean, it seems like pretty standard just with Assassin's Creed Universe stuff. Right? I mean, I'm not seeing anything jumping out of me as brand new.
Sneaking, killing, and running up walls.
As far as a lot of, like, the turn-based kind of games I played on phones, this is pretty standard. It's like a mix of, like, two different styles of games with Assassin's Creed elements. Pretty much. I'll give it a shot. I like Assassin's Creed, and I like turn-based games. There's no grid. That's good.
There's no grid. Well, there was kind of a grid.
Well, there was rooms, but...
You just have to clear each room.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. But, yeah, so there's that. I'll check that out when it comes out.
I don't really see a release date, but it's still in early access, so...
Yeah.
They'll probably release it next week because it's not ready yet.
In other Assassin's Creed news... There are talks of making an anime series.
I don't think they're in talks anymore, bro. I think this
it's
shit is like happening.
Full on green lighted.
Yeah, it's going to be the guy that made that Castlevania that just came out.
The guy who headed the Castlevania anime project for Netflix, which I started watching today. I actually was enjoying it.
Yeah, right here.
It's very dark. It's definitely not for kids.
Adi Shankar. The next project he will be working on.
A lot of
F words. A lot of F-bombs?
A lot of F-bombs. The main character, Trevor, what is their last name?
Alucard?
No.
Belmont?
Yes. Trevor Belmont is the main character. There's a scene where he rips a dude's eye out of its socket with his whip. With his whip. Which is pretty badass.
Whipped it good, huh?
He whipped it good. He did. And then there is a scene where he takes out a Cyclops that shoots a beam out of its eye that turns people into stone. Was that in the games? I don't remember that. Probably.
Dude, I played like one or two Castlevania games.
The way he destroys this monster was pretty badass. It was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah?
I don't want to spoil it.
Don't spoil it. Is it?
But it's also kind of, parts of it were kind of slow and dark.
Am I going to enjoy it?
I don't.
As much as I don't like anime.
You don't enjoy anything that I enjoy. So
I enjoy all kinds of stuff. I don't like anime, but I don't mind, like, I guess, Americanized anime.
Yeah. Well, it's made by an American company in the Japanese art style.
Right. Like, Cowboy Bebop, I didn't mind.
Cowboy Bebop's fucking awesome.
It wasn't, like, overly Japanese-y.
Yeah.
I had to sound like an asshole, but that's really what it is.
I don't think it doesn't have, like, the cutesy shit.
Like, DC did some of their DC animated movies had a kind of an anime style to them, and I didn't hate them. Yeah. It's more of the story and the stuff.
I think you'll like it, though.
I just hate when...
I don't think you'll hate it.
Yeah.
But the main character, Trevor Belmont, is voiced by the actor... He played... God damn it, I'm the worst at names. He was the main dwarf in the Hobbit trilogy.
Oh, fuck. I'll never remember his name. Right? Like, the actor's name?
Yeah, well, I can't remember the actor's name or that character, the main dwarf.
Yeah, can I? Oakenshield.
Something. Thorin. Thorin Oakenshield.
Thorin. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul Oakenfold.
Yeah. It's voiced by him, so there's a legitimate cast.
Yeah.
On IMDb, they list 8 characters. It's probably too new, because they list 8 characters, and each actor is credited with 1 episode of that. No one is credited with all 12 episodes, or 13, whatever they did.
Huh.
So IMDb's got some catching up
maybe
to do.
Maybe Netflix is keeping a secret.
Netflix likes to keep it close to the chest.
Do they?
Or the vest. Is it chest or vest?
They really do, because I always see new shit on there that I've never heard of.
Well, I listen to the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, and the Comedy Bang Bang TV show is on Netflix, and Scott Aukerman is talking about how Netflix they won't tell anybody, including the people who created or run the show, what the ratings are. They don't tell anybody how many people are watching your show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like I said, they keep it close to the chest.
That's really weird. Why would they not? Like, look, guys, you're falling apart out there. You got to do something new, something hot, something big. They're just like, we're not going to buy your show next year because people weren't watching it.
Yeah.
Well, how are we supposed to know that and fix it?
Right.
Huh. All right. So Castlevania is a watch. Assassin's Creed is done by the same guy. So
same
maybe
guy.
It's a watch.
Could be good.
It's got to be better than the movie, right?
It's got to be.
Like, the Mario Brothers Super Show was better than the Mario Brothers movie.
Right, exactly.
But I think that was all Captain Lou.
Captain Lou, take one step and side to side. Come on, you're doing the Mario.
You were close enough. You probably haven't seen it in 20-something years.
True. What else we got here?
Hackers.
Steam cracks down on 40,000 hackers in a single day.
Nice.
So there.
Can we get that? Hold on.
Steam is notorious for doing nothing about hackers.
They don't care about you. They just want to sell games.
Right? So it's to the point where there are other services out there that will match you with people. And they actually have anti-hacking.
Yeah, they have anti-cheat and that their servers are better.
Yeah, and better servers.
What are they called?
So people go
ESEA and Faceit are 2 services out there that people use for matchmaking because Steam is so shitty.
Right.
But I guess they're cracking down now. Good for them.
Well, at least they did one on one day, including someone. They banned someone whose Steam account was worth $20,000.
$2,000. So there was this. First of all, this article is dog shit, but
it's like 200 words.
So I guess the worst offenders are CSGO and Dota 2 are some of the biggest ones because they're very competitive games. And when you start cheating in an environment like that, you're going to piss a lot of people off because it's a very competitive environment. It's not like GTA. No one's professionally playing GTA, you know. It's not like there's a Major League Gaming GTA corner somewhere.
Yeah.
But
here's the fun thing. Is it according to that hacker whose account was worth $2,000?
Yeah.
He was not banned from CSGO. Yeah.
He was banned from DayZ and not CSGO. So
they just ban people just
from random
games.
Shit? I don't know. It's so weird. They're like, well, you cheated on this game, so you can't play this other one.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Like, well, are they just afraid of losing this guy's money? Like,
I don't know. Maybe they're just not very good at it.
Yeah.
They're only good at selling video games.
But that
games.
Does, like, raise a question. They can't ban him from all of Steam. I mean, I guess they
Why
could.
Not? They could.
But if this guy spends $2,000, that's...
Dude, that's a
drop. Steam
doesn't
that
is
it.
A drop in
you're right.
How much money have you spent on video? Just games and nothing else on Steam. No upgrades, no anything. Fucking downloadable content.
I don't have any fucking idea.
A lot, I bet.
Probably less than $2,000.
Yeah, what about Dirk? Probably more than
$2,000.
But, you know, so $2,000 is a drop in the bucket. That's just banning one customer.
Right, who's a shitbag and ruining it for other people who are going to take their business elsewhere anyway. So,
true.
Screw that guy. Screw the other 39,999 people who are fucking cheating.
You think that's an exact number?
Yes.
Like, guys, that's all we can ban. That's all the server can handle. It's got to be 40,000.
We can ban so many per minute. We've got 40 hours in a week. We're going to just go ahead and do this.
All right. Well, speaking of hackers, that GTA Open 4 tool is up once again. So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't think it really matters because hackers were already using the tool. It's not like when they took it down from the website for download, the program just ceased to exist. It was still there. The people that had it already had it. So it's stupid. So I guess they had kind of reached a very shaky understanding of what they could and couldn't do, mm-hmm. Which is stuff that they were already doing. Like, you can't use this for online play. This is for single player, not for profit, all that other bullshit. And Take-Two was like, fine, go ahead and do that. But some of the statements from this company are very, they are quiet. So... and they had to stop. They were going to make Liberty City in GTA 5. They made them stop that shit.
Really?
Which is one of the reasons why they kept doing that. Why they were keeping updating this program was because they were trying to make Liberty City. This team here was trying to make Liberty City in GTA 5.
Why were they told they can't do that?
Because it's part of that. Liberty City is Take-Two's and Rockstar's intellectual property.
So?
So?
Bethesda let the Morrowind modders...
I don't know.
Or Skyrim modders create all of Morrowind and Oblivion for...
I don't know,
they even created new missions or quests with voice acting. Like, these modders went all out. And Bethesda, who is notorious for kind of being a shitty... You know, handling things in a shitty way. Let them do it.
Well, I mean, at least they let them put it back up. We'll see where it goes in the future. This thing is... I mean, there was an update... Seriously, like an hour or two ago.
But I mean, if it's not for profit, like what? I don't understand what the problem is.
I don't understand what the harm is either. Or unless they plan on doing it themselves, but
if they're using right, that might be the case. But if they are using Take-Two's engine to recreate a different Take-Two IP for fans of Take-Two's IPs, like what? I don't understand where the problem is.
I don't understand the problem is either. I guarantee you,
it's free content. They're just getting free content.
I'm wondering if the next
game.
GTA, and not the DLC for this one, but for like GTA 6, if they're going back to Liberty City.
I don't want them to just go Liberty
just
City back and forth.
I don't know. Maybe that's what it is, and they don't want to recreate Liberty City because they're already working on it or something. I don't know.
They just need to go. Let's go to Dubai. Let's go. You know, to other places.
Make a fake Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix is...
People get shot here all the time.
Right? There's all kinds of tall buildings to jump off of.
There sure are.
There's like seven. There's like seven buildings you could land an airplane on top of.
Boy, our downtown area is really small, isn't it? You don't want to build up here. It's hot.
Yeah.
Stay low to the ground and spread out.
I work on the fourth floor at my building, and the last 2 hours of the day are fucking miserable.
Brutal.
I just am just hating my life.
I work on the west side of my building.
Yeah.
And yeah, the afternoon sun is oppressive.
Yeah, it's rough. And it's only going to get worse.
So
in the upcoming decades.
Their response when they asked for a comment was, and I quote, "The development of Open 4 will be continued soon. That was it. So it sounds like they're kind of being tight-lipped about the whole situation. Like they're kind of under some little bit of scrutiny there from the Take-Two. So... we'll see where that goes in the future. I don't want, like, one player modding is awesome. And I watch a lot of YouTube stuff and watching Funhouse and shit do the GTA mods. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. There's a lot of really funny stuff on there. But some motherfuckers always try to ice skate uphill. And they ruin it for everybody. You know?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Just leave the online community the fuck alone.
Because they'll come in and they'll drop money, and if you pick up that money or you get money from them, then you're in trouble. And they'll just put money in your account. It's really weird.
Yeah, or they'll take money out of your account.
I saw that. It was creepy as shit.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I didn't like seeing Donnie die.
I didn't much like seeing Donnie go. More GTA news. So remember on our last episode, I think it was, they were talking about the egg?
People, mm-hmm. The alien egg.
The alien egg in GTA. Well, hackers, once again, have dug through every inch of the fucking code and found all these alien missions, I guess, in GTA.
One alien mission.
Or a bunch of alien stuff, but one mission. There's alien, like, avatars.
They're hoping that more will be added.
Yeah.
Because the one alien mission, they found out how to unlock it, and it's thoroughly underwhelming.
Yeah.
But you have to do, I think it was 400 or 600 gun-running missions.
Was it? I think it was 200. I'm in here right now. I'll find it.
And then after doing that, after meeting that requirement, then you do a gun-running mission between 21...
Hey, it's 600. 600 gun running missions.
Fuck, that's a lot of missions.
Once you do that, you have to start a new supply run between 2100 and 2300. 600, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we played a lot of GTA, and we haven't done 600 of any mission combined.
No.
Cars, drugs, any of the CEO stuff, none of that combined. We have
those missions are like probably 15 to 30 minutes each.
Yeah.
That's asking you to do like 150 hours at least in this game. That's a lot of fucking hours
crazy.
Of just doing the same thing over and over again. But once you do that, once you meet that 600 gun running mission requirement, then between the in-game hours of 2100 hours and 2300 hours, so what is that, 9 p.m. and 11 p.m.
Yeah.
In-game, you have to start a mission between those 2 hours, and then that mission will have you go to a crashed alien
like UFO. outside the fort in the swamp.
Yeah, outside the base in the swamp, and there's a crashed alien ship there with a bunch of dead scientists and shit, and then you kill some aliens, and that's it.
Yeah, they pop in, you kill them, and then what?
So, of course, people are hoping there will be more, including the much-sought jetpack.
Yeah, that's what everyone's hoping for.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, at this point, why?
Well, GTA loves to give the fans what they want, but they don't like to make it easy.
It's true.
So they may end up giving people the jetpack finally, but they're going to make you jump through some serious fucking hoops.
I already have an actual jet.
Like 600 gun-running missions.
And I already... And now there's that motorcycle. Have you seen the motorcycle? The jet motorcycle with wings?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. You don't need a jetpack. That is your jetpack. I think it's fucking awesome. So, whatever.
Yeah, whatevs.
Whatevs. Yeah, I bought that goddamn bunker to try out the new stuff. Bunker's cool. It's huge. You could do there's a lot of stuff to also purchase down there.
Is there?
Yeah, you can get a golf cart. You can drive around down there. And
it is gigantic, but from my point of view as a simple employee of your corporation, it's just a big ass giant empty area.
It really is, but you can set up other stuff in there. You can also get a mobile command center.
Yeah, okay.
Take your operation on the road.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
Park your rocket bike in the back of the mobile command center.
Perfect.
So you can do other stuff.
You can add a shooting range. I don't know what the purpose of that would be.
You can do
killing time.
Also the weapons cache, whatever it's called.
Oh, the gun locker
thing. So they're doing stuff, but they're also screwing people and activating secret alien missions. So whatever, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
What else we got here?
The assassination thing. This one's funny. I wish I could find out where the fuck this happened. So French police foiled a assassination attempt. Who was he going to assassinate? Oh, Trump.
No, the French president.
Oh, yeah.
The new French president.
What's his name? Not Sarkozy. I don't know who the new guy is.
It's in the article somewhere.
After he posted it on a video game forum, an unnamed video game
forum. I'm going to say it was Assassin's Creed. I'm going to say it was an Assassin's Creed forum.
You're terrible. That's terrible.
Well, he inquired on a video game forum where he could buy a Kalashnikov-type weapon. So I'm assuming it was like a Counter-Strike Go forum or some kind of forum for gun, like video game enthusiasts who also love guns.
I'm going to say it's 4chan.
That's not a video game forum, though.
V is a video game forum.
Okay. Well, I've never used 4chan, so I guess it makes sense that they would
have... And they have a gun forum on
like
there,
too. Like Reddit, they would have sub forums.
Yeah. So, and I think K is the gun forum.
Subchans.
Subchans. Subchans. God. Please, Anonymous, don't kill us. You didn't mean it.
So, yeah. Police were alerted to the plot by other members of the forum. The forum has asked to be, remain anonymous. understandable. They don't want to be targeted by other would-be assassins. But this guy apparently has, this is the second time this guy has been charged in relation to terrorism. In 2016, he was arrested.
He supported that guy that he publicly killed all them kids on that island?
He publicly supported the actions of Anders Breivik, the Norwegian mass murderer, who killed 77 people in 2011. Most of those people were children. After his arrest, the man said that he had wanted to assassinate the president order to make a political statement, and that he also wanted to kill blacks, Arabs, Jews, and homosexuals.
Well, at least he's all-inclusive.
Right? Equal opportunity.
Mass murderer.
Murderer.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You know, I feel like, look, Hispanics probably feel left out.
He's in Europe, bro.
So, Spaniards.
Close enough. They speak half of the same language.
Right? Who did he leave out? Now, blacks, Arabs, Jews, and homosexuals he included. But
you got a big problem with that's their biggest problem in Europe, is black, Arab, Jewish, homosexuals.
What about heterosexual transsexuals? Are they safe?
Chicks with dicks that fuck dudes?
Chicks.
No, because now... Because then but you identify as a woman, and then you have sex with a...
But you still have a dick.
But...
It's still a male-to-female part. That's hetero, bro. All
right, I'm going to show you my penis really quick.
All right.
All right. So, if I take this, and I...
That's what the purpose of this is, but I'm waiting.
I don't know, man. I just wanted you to see I had a vagina. So, good for this video game forum for turning this psycho in. Sometimes people see that shit, and I don't want to get involved.
And they encourage it.
Or that, too.
Or yeah, they do just it, don't faggot. Get involved. Do it. Like, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, do it, beta.
Yeah.
That's some 4chan.
That is some 4chan right shit. You know what? They don't do that as much as they used to, because people killed themselves and killed other people, and they're like, God damn, dude, what do we do?
Good. Yeah.
They still do it, honestly. I'm sure there's still not some, as bad as they used to.
Some shitheads out there who consider themselves alphas.
Yeah. Like me. And you can tell by the soft, soothing sound of my sultry voice. Very alpha.
I wouldn't say it's sultry.
So what does sultry mean?
I wouldn't say soft or soothing
it's
either.
It's soft and soothing.
No, it's deep.
It's like Barry White.
And it's manly. It's not soft or sultry.
Yeah, it is. It's not soft.
Or soothing.
What? Yeah. I don't even know what soothing... Okay, it is soothing. But I also don't know what sultry means. So...
Sultry...
it's soul train.
Means hot and humid.
It is that in here.
Okay, it means of a person, especially a woman.
Okay.
It means attractive in a way that suggests a passionate nature.
That's my voice.
Yeah, you're dispassionate, though.
No. You're not telling me you don't want to fuck my throat.
That is unrelated.
To your voice. That's something else.
I want to fuck your throat so I don't have to listen to your voice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to wrap this up with the...
Riley's here.
The best news we've heard all week?
No, before we get to the best news we've heard all week, okay, let's talk about the worst news we've heard all week.
What's that?
The reason we brought up Stanley earlier today.
Oh, because his wife died. That's right.
Stanley's wife passed yesterday. 95 years old.
Was it 95?
She was 95. He was 94. So she was robbing the cradle there.
Yeah.
But our hearts go out to Stanley. I feel for the guy. I mean,
you know what? No one wants to talk about the elephant in the room.
Do you think he's next?
Usually when people have been together that long.
And their spouse
They usually dies. Die within like a year of each other. My grandparents die within 1 year of each other.
Well, I certainly hope not, but...
We'll see.
I mean, he's old as shit. He's just still so vibrant, though, and at least he appears as such on his cameos.
Yeah, but dude, 94, and his wife just died. Yeah. I mean, ugh.
But that brought up what I was talking about. How okay, so, our man up there in the photo,
Jesus,
Samuel L. Jackson. Oh. You don't have a photo of Jesus in here, Samuel L. Jackson.
I have an action figure of Jesus.
For many, many years. That's right. Don't fuck with the Jesus. For many years was the, he held the record as the highest grossing actor of all time.
It's true.
Because he had been in more films. Because
he'll just do anything.
That had made, the films had made more money. The films he'd been in had made more money than anybody else's films. Until the Force Awakens came out, then Harrison Ford became the highest grossing actor of all time. Because obviously the Force Awakens made a shit ton of fucking money.
It did. I gave him money.
So, you know, I thought, well, Stan Lee's been in so many Marvel films, he's got to be, like, close to the having the highest grossing actor.
He probably doesn't get paid for those cameos, though. Maybe they don't count it.
Well, he gets paid probably not for the role, though.
Yeah, I was saying, he doesn't get paid for the cameos. But he's gotten paid for his intellectual properties.
So I looked up how many films he'd actually been in. Now, he's been executive producer on 41 different films.
Wow.
But that has grossed $19.9 billion. Oof, his producing.
Countries in the world that have smaller GDPs than that.
But his he's done a cameo in 36 films, grossing $19.6 billion.
Very nice. Very nice.
So slightly
that's what
less.
He's made, or the films themselves?
The films have made.
Oh, okay. What are what he made off of them?
I don't know. This doesn't say. But I could probably look up his worth.
He probably just like, hey, Stan, we'll give you a hot lunch. Come on down. But he made so much money off of selling that shit
think,
that it doesn't
fucking
matter.
You think Stanley likes a hot lunch?
Yeah. Hot lunch.
Now, is he the one serving lunch, or is he the one dining in?
Oh, yeah. No, he loves to eat out.
Dining out. Okay, eating
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
He loves a hot lunch, that Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Google that, internet, if you don't know. I have a feeling our fans know what a hot lunch is.
I want to Google it right now.
You want to Google, do a Google image search for hot lunch. Euphemism. Throw the word euphemism in there. Can you spell euphemism for our fans, Ryan?
E-U-P-H...
Riley said hi. Oof. By the way, our other diehard fan, Chris, is here, who's been on the show twice.
E-M-Y-S-M. I have no idea. I-S-M.
How long are we running here? How long has the episode been?
Oh, we're done. Well, we need to talk about the last this super
has
most
it been an
awesome.
Hour already?
Yeah,
jeez,
totally.
Time flies. All right. So, again, hearts go out to Stan Lee. We're sorry for your loss, and we're sorry for our loss when you follow.
Yeah.
Shortly.
We hope you don't die, Stanley.
We really don't. I want him to live to be 150.
Not going to happen.
I want him to be the first human to live to 125 and then beyond. Anyway.
Hey, this came up when I searched for hot
final bit of news. This is the icing on my cake this week. Candy Crush, the TV show.
Finally.
Fuck yes.
We've been waiting for this
forever. Finally. I am so sick of Candy Crush on this tiny little screen.
Jesus.
I can't
so
wait.
Good. It's so good.
Can't wait for the Candy Crush
TV show.
It's
going to be up there with Beat Shazam as one of the greatest shows to come out this year.
What is Beat Shazam? You have to name the song before the
app. Oh, yeah.
There was a TV show.
Yeah. It's hosted by Jamie Foxx, dude.
Is this real? Is it still on?
It's like Name That Tune, but you got to beat the app.
Oh, my God.
It's brand new. It just came out. It's legit. It's got Jamie Foxx on
Fox
it.
Jamie Foxx hosts?
Yeah.
Why is he hosting any TV show?
I don't know.
Let alone one so fucking stupid.
Because he likes to buy nice things and they give him all that money.
Okay. You know what? That's how our man Sam LJ got up there.
By just doing shit?
By just taking anything that was offered.
That's right. Let's be honest.
Hardest working former crack addict in history.
He makes everything better just by being in it.
Just by being Samuel L. Jackson.
Would you have what was that dumbass Formula 44 or whatever, the drug movie where he wore a kilt the whole time? Would anyone have watched that if it wasn't Samuel L. Jackson in it?
Of course not. Well, you know what I forgot to mention earlier that I watched the Preacher show?
Oh yeah. I watched that too.
Speaking of TV shows, Preacher. Great fucking show. Get on that internet. Watch Preacher on AMC. Way better than The Walking Dead.
Oh, it's not
Dead.
On Netflix. Sorry. I watched it on
I
Cody.
Watched it on gomovies.to. But
I watched it on Cody, which is totally legit and legal.
Like, this is an incredible graphic novel. Like, great comic series that has a fucking ending. That's one of the best parts about it. Unlike The Walking Dead, that will never fucking end. Please, please, it itself is a zombie. That is,
yeah,
it just won't die.
I think four, maybe five seasons, like a fifth season to wrap it up would have been perfect for The Walking Dead.
Yeah, just fucking put it to rest, please.
Yeah.
But the Preacher series, the comic series, had a start and an ending. It was a very defined story arc with a goal in mind. Find God and hold him accountable.
You know what was weird? I noticed, spoiler alert, when he goes, the first time he goes and talks to Arseface, mm-hmm. if you hadn't read the books, there he is with just an asshole face.
I love that character. In the TV show, I thought they would ruin it.
Yeah.
But they do such a good job.
They did do a good job. It's just weird.
So likable.
If you never read the books, then you'd be like, what the fuck happened to this guy? Do they explain it at some point in the first season? Okay.
I think it was in the first season they show how it happened. It might not have been until the second season.
Okay. Well, I think the first season is more of like a primer, right? There's some stuff that's not in the books.
Well, no, it had to be in the first season because I don't want to spoil anything.
Because I haven't finished the first season yet.
Okay, so. I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't spoil it.
But, yeah, so the first season I thought was fantastic. They go outside of the comics by giving some backstory and introducing the characters to each other and telling you how they became, intertwined, which the comics didn't do so much, like Cassidy, how he became friends with Preacher.
Yeah, I thought that, yeah.
In the comics, they don't really go into that.
The scene how they introduced him was on the airplane was fucking
and
awesome.
I love that character.
Yeah.
I love the casting in the show was fantastic. I don't like Preacher's hair.
Yeah.
It's a little too mod for me or something. I don't know what to call it.
It was better than the comics. It was very 90s in
the comics. Well, the comics, he had a very late 80s, early 90s. Just
Billy Idol, but like black hair.
Just yeah. No, he just had the shaggy, needs a haircut black hair, didn't he? Just kind of longish.
Hold on. Let's look it up.
But in the TV show, he's got Candy Crush. The Preacher Candy Crush show.
Oh, yeah. You bring those two things together.
There you go.
See, this is what I'm thinking of right here. It kind of reminds you of Billy Idol.
Okay, yeah, just kind of shaggy and long, and but in the TV show, it's short on the sides, but coiffed on top.
Coiffed.
And it looks fucking stupid.
Yeah, it looks like Carson Daly.
I don't like it.
I like Carson Daly, though,
but
tell you what.
I do get a kick out of how every Southern character on TV is actually played by a British person now.
Is this guy British too?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, man.
He was in the Warcraft movie.
Now, is it just AMC doing this?
It might just be AMC. But he was in the Warcraft movie.
I mean, Spider-Man, that kid's British.
He played the head wizard in the Warcraft movie.
Right. Well, and he probably used a British accent there, and that works.
Right.
Well, he probably didn't use a British accent. He probably just spoke. But
right. He didn't actively, I need to sound British. Right.
You need to sound British, love.
I'm going
to
cast a spell here, love. It's staying big. That was Australian.
Oh, it's a lightning spell now, isn't it? I didn't watch that movie. Was there lightning?
See, we can be racist towards white people, too.
You can. I think, is that being, what is that called? Nationalist?
Is it? Nationalist?
I have no idea. It's nationalist.
If they're the same race as you, but a different color.
Yeah.
I mean, but a different country.
I think it's just being an asshole.
We are assholes.
So let's talk about Candy Crush some more.
This Candy Crush TV show. So they actually get it's a $100,000 prize each week.
Okay.
For playing Candy Crush on a 20 by 25 foot screen where they're wearing a harness.
Oh my God, it's hosted by Mario Lopez.
Who's Mario Lopez? I know the name.
Hold on.
You gonna
explain it? Explain it some more. Explain the show some more.
So, they're wearing a harness that allows them to fly, of course, 25 feet in the air.
Of course.
I'm a little gassy here. Excuse me. I'm trying to burp. So, it's a 20 by 25 foot screen made of 55 different monitors touchscreen monitors. There. Oh, Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
AC, Slater. AC, awesomely cool Slater. Is hosting Candy Crush, the TV show.
That
what
is
a
correct.
What a fucking dream come true that right. must be for
Good
him.
Good for him. I'm so proud of him. He's really come a long way.
Do you see America or UK, where a lot most of our fans seem to be from? If you work hard and follow your dream.
And do sit-ups.
And do sit-ups in the 90s. I don't think he looks that good anymore.
You don't think? Dude, Mario Lopez looks great still.
He's got those dimples.
He's adorable.
I just want to fill him with semen.
Let's see.
I just want to come on those cheeks. Is that weird?
Nah, bro.
I just want to fill those dimples with semen and then slurp it out with
cum
a
gutters.
Straw. Is that what you
yeah,
call
Yeah, cum gutters.
Cum gutters. I've never heard that. That's beautiful.
Those are the, you know when like a dude is like ripped and like he has that V that like goes down towards his crotch? On
oh,
his abs.
Those are cum gutters?
That's cum gutters.
Why?
I don't know, because people are weird and gross.
Yeah, you're right about that. Speaking of hot lunch, people are weird and gross.
Look how good he looks still.
Oh, look at that.
Look at
that,
man.
Look at that reservoir on the side of his face. Just those, waiting to be filled.
Look at those cum gutters.
Okay, so can't wait for the show on CBS.
Yeah, I'll be sure to. You know what? I don't have cable, but I'm gonna get cable to watch this and beat Shazam.
Here's one of my favorite things of the article was the guy who created the game. They asked how protective did he feel of his baby during its TV adaptation. It's very important to us that this stay true to the core of how you play the game.
Push a button and
the
make
game
it,
is a fucking ripoff of just, Bejeweled.
It's just a match game.
It's just, there's nothing original. Like, oh, this TV better stay true to the core.
It's not like there's a story and like you need
fucking
to stay true to.
Bullshit. Speaking of staying true to the core, though, AC Slater?
Yeah, his
looking
core
good,
is
man.
Looking
Still
real
looking good.
Good. Looking great. I'm sure his core is fantastic, too. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. All
Nobody
right,
fucks with the Jesus.
Let's get out of here. For episode 94, did I get it right this time?
94.
All right, I'm Ryan.
Same age as Stan Lee.
Right,
and I'm Chester.
Bye.
We love you.